One. That was a bit of a delay. That was you, though, right?
Yeah, I had an itchy nose.
Yeah, that's fine. I can still sync that up. Don't worry about it.
I did one of those in between a sneeze and a yawn things, yeah.
That's not fulfilling whatsoever.
What? The sneeze?
Personally, on a personal note, like it's like if you think you're gonna sneeze and then do not sneeze, that is a major letdown.
And sometimes it's a win because you don't want to sneeze.
Well, not in public. That's over with.
Yeah.
And welcome to episode 566 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan, in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Oh, the delay was perfect, Adam.
Yeah, it was for
the way you just hung, pause. Like you let it sit there, like, oh no, is he there, like always? And then, yeah, don't worry, he's there. It reminded me a little bit. Of Han Solo at the end of Star Wars coming in to shoot down the TIE fighter. X-Wing fighter. No, not the TIE. The X-Wing fighter. No, the TIE fighter.
TIE fighter. X-Wing's the good guys.
Yeah, well, depends on which side you're on, but yeah. You just assume that there was... How do you know? Luke Skywalker could have been a colossal... He could have been a racist. You don't know.
Yeah, I think he was.
I'm not saying he was. That was Adam who thinks he was. But like he could have been a real jerk.
A Wookieist.
So this is conceivably in the future, right? Star Wars?
Sure.
Isn't it? I mean, it's not in the past. No. So how come they don't have internet on their spaceships?
No, it's post internet.
There's going to be a post internet.
Oh yeah, I think the internet broke. Something about Kim Kardashian, and then Star Wars.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
You're knock. Teasing me now because knock. I'm kind of imagining. Who's there? Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
There's some knocking at my house. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it's playtime. Can Al come out?
Yeah. I'm now envisioning a post internet world, and I'm loving it. Like, not post internet, but like, can we just get like an internet light? You know what I mean?
Maybe
we should go back.
That's what I have at my house. That's where you don't really go on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you police yourself well, but no, there's that stuff too. But like, there is a lot of. On demand. You know what? Why don't we talk about the on demand stuff next show? Because I have a question about that.
Okay.
For you. So remind me, demand that I talk about on demand next episode. It's just that like this week we have all the challenge photos that I want to get to, and I don't want to give anybody short shrift.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it then.
Well, not right away.
We still
dazzle. We're gonna razzle dazzle with the what have you. So, Patreon, if you want to help us out, keep this going with the cost of things being what they are. A couple bucks a month really helps us out, keeps the lights on. There actually is costs. Adam does not know this. There's costs besides emotional. There's
right.
Physical costs involved in producing a podcast and hosting and I guess whatever else is involved. I don't even know. But so we appreciate the support. So you can click on our twohosers.com on our website. And there's a link to go to Patreon on the right-hand side. And there's also, I think, Amazon still. Was that your sneeze?
No, that was my door closing. It's in the morning and my family is still, this is not an ideal time. My family's still getting ready and
right.
Coming and going. Yeah, they're trying to be respectful of the studio, which is my bedroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Beatles had the same problem. Thanks, Yoko. There you go. The Amazon, though, I think is still up there again.
Okay.
No one blink. No one, no, just refusing to blink. Just refusing, everybody. Me, them, you, I think, not blinking. So if you buy something, click on our site and probably still. I did buy some things.
Okay. That,
one you won't care about. One you will probably mildly care about because you have them. But so I bought some pocket hole screws, which you don't care about.
No.
Pocket holes, love the pocket holes, love the Craig pocket hole jig. But you can't just walk into the store and buy screws here. So you have to Amazon those. Yeah, which I did, and I go through them at a pretty good pace. So picked up some more 1¼-inch pocket hole screws. And then here's the one that you're going to appreciate, I think.
You know what I was going to say, but I'm not sure. My delay was too long, but I was going to say riveting. Is that a good pun?
No, because rivets are something different.
I know, yeah. but they're in the same neighborhood of things that you...
Oh, yeah. You build bridges out of both of them. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Back in World War II, it was Rosie the pocket hole screw. I think. I don't remember now because I wasn't around then.
Yeah. But,
no, I bought some undermount soft close drawer slides.
Okay.
That are near and dear to your heart. Like you're the one. I'd already had them ready to go and pre-ordered, and then. But you said, "Hey, you got them in your new kitchen, and you love them."
We have them in our new kitchen and our bathrooms. Yeah, they're right. they're all over the place. They are amazing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I ordered three pairs of those for the mudroom, and I'll get more. They'll be populating my entire house eventually.
Yeah.
But the fun fact for everyone listening out there, they're not a tremendous amount of money more than the other ones. They're like do you have like the undermount ones? Like when you pull your drawers out, can you see them on the sides or are they hidden underneath?
They're hidden.
There you go. So the side mount, they make soft close side mount ones, but yeah, and then you can see them and I don't want to see them. And so they're not far off from price wise. And so got those done, installed, and remembered I installed them before I did the final paint job, so I have to de-install them, and then paint, and then reinstall them. But it's easy the second time, because now the screw holes are there.
Gotcha.
You'll see that in the video, buddy, when okay. you watch. When that All debuts, right. you're going to front row seat that.
Okay, I got like a month lined up to get through these.
It won't take that long, but yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, how big is your TV versus... No, you're going to get the white screen, the projector out for this.
Okay.
We'll have a... You know what? We're going to have the premiere at your house.
Okay. All right.
I'll kite in. We'll get some you know, pseudo-celebrities to come out. Larry and Willie, maybe.
Nice.
From C-Fox will come out. Just Vancouver people.
Yeah. Yeah. Local Vancouver celebrities.
Maybe Brian Adams. We get Brian Adams. Who else you got from Vancouver? Michael J. Fox, maybe?
Nearly Neil.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, obviously. I'm pretty sure we can get him for a price.
The musical guest, Nearly Neil.
Yeah, that would be excellent, actually. All right. What's going on, Adam? What's going on in Vancouver?
Almost feels like winter. It's getting no. cool. We had an amazing Halloween though. We had beautiful, like clear, like couldn't have asked for a better day.
That never happens for
Halloween. Yeah. So usually it rains or it's, you know, cold and rainy or something can rain, but nope, this year we absolutely,
well, that's when I was a kid, every Halloween it would rain. And then like even later on. So every kid who came to the door, like dressed up for Halloween would be like, you know, in a soaking wet ski jacket, and then like their makeup just kind of streaming down their face, and it's like, oh, good, you're, what is this like? What are you? You know?
Yeah, it's.
I couldn't think of anything funny there.
It wasn't like that because no, it was perfect. There was no wind. It was ideal trick or treating temperature for children. So, they were out in full force.
Your daughter go out?
No, she went to a friend's house, and so she did. The low-key, I think they watched Scream and they had like a couple of friends over. And so they did that. And Jack probably, I'm not sure if this will be his last year, probably going to high school next year. So likely his last year of trick-or-treating. That's what he was saying anyways. But Yeah, they did it.
I think grade 7 was my last one.
Yeah, and they did it, and they got, you know, definitely a good candy haul and had a good time, and, you know, that's that. We had a ton of kids here. Lisa and I stayed home and handed out candy, so based on the ideal trick-or-treating conditions, we did get a lot of kids showing up, so that was good.
Did you do the rookie move when it comes to handing out candy?
What's the rookie move?
Well, typically you get the big, like, you get the big sort, like, assorted bag of candy, right? Like, where you get, like, a whole bunch of all the different kinds of chocolate bars, et cetera, the fun size.
Sure, yeah.
But then you get those, but then there's like two or three that are just, they're not good. Like, I can't think of what they are, but it's like, yeah, no one wants those. So, like, you hand out all the good ones. You want to impress the kids, and so you hand out all the good ones, and then at the end of the night, you're just left with all the garbage.
No.
So you hand the garbage out first.
Okay. I think I just...
So you're left with your favorite one.
I did randomized. I didn't want to be left with it at the end for True. The fact that I was going to eat it all, but I just basically went pure random. Just, you know, my move is twos. I'm two for everybody. It's always kind of been the uh-huh. way. So, yeah. And then we had a little bit left over. Sarah didn't go trick-or-treating, so she got the leftovers.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's fun here because, like, some families are into it, and some are just, like, it's not a thing, right? Like, it's becoming more of a thing, but there's still some people who are blindsided by it. And so, like, my son went over to his soccer team had a party at, like, I don't know, 5:30 or something like that. And so they all went there. The plan was they were just going to go there and then all go, you know, go trick-or-treating together. And so my wife took him there. He was at a birthday party during the day, and then got dropped. Went straight to the Halloween party, and then so my wife drops him off and then comes back, and because we had people here for my daughter, and so my wife says, yeah, they've already gone out trick or treating. What? Like I was gonna go and help out. And, no, just by themselves, just a bunch of 8-year-olds, just tear-assing around the neighborhood on their own.
Nice.
Yeah, all dressed as vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
With, like, no lights. Like, they're all like, oh, you're the invisible pedestrian. That's who you are. And zero regard for anything. And I thought, oh, well, that's not good supervision, whoever was in charge of that. And anyway, so I wandered down there, found them, and I ended up going out. And they kind of split off and went trick-or-treating by themselves. And so... It was my son and like two of his buddies, and they're just hitting houses. And my son is so excited, but he can't be bothered to carry a trick-or-treat bag. He's just like, no, forget that, Dad. And so he just runs up, trick-or-treats. All the other kids get candy. He basically gets none and doesn't care. He just likes the trick-or-treating part, does not care about the candy.
Hmm.
I'm a little worried about him.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, so I ended up, bare handing a few and then handing some to me. So he got a little bit at the end, but point is, like, so some people don't know that it's Halloween, and so they'll get, you know, they'll come out and just kind of hand them whatever they have in the house. They have not bought any candy for this purpose. And so, like, you get, like, a full bag of Doritos or, like a box of candy that they had bought as a thank you to somebody or something, you know? And so my son came running out with like a full bag, like a giant full-on bag of Doritos. And I'm like, wow, that's weird. Anyway.
At least he could carry it. Oh, you know what he should have done? Dump the Doritos, use that as his candy bag.
That's the hot move. And that's our new sponsor, Doritos, by the way. Just the bag, not the chips. They're not going to sponsor us. So there you go. So that was Halloween. And then my daughter had some fun with her friends. A couple... girls from school. We'll talk about that another time because I have questions about that too. A lot of questions for next week, Adam.
Okay.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's daylight savings. We already did. We did daylight savings here and you didn't.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. No,
so it gets pretty much dark now.
We did a little Halloween photo booth. We went over to a friend's house. And we had like our two families, and we did a Halloween photo booth. I haven't put any of the photos in the Dropbox, figuring that, it's not that interesting. You've seen a photo booth before, but there was Halloween costumes involved. So that makes it interesting. And my friend did like a Halloween backdrop. It was just kind of like orange and yellow, like, I don't know, whatever that streamer kind of stuff, like it's really kind of shredded streamers, and she made a backdrop.
There's a name for that. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either, but she did that.
Like, and you used to put it on your on the handles of your bike, so when you rode.
Yeah. It was like that stuff.
Yeah.
So there was a backdrop, and yeah, we just kind of did our photo booth thing. One thing I did buy, though, because now my 6D has become the de facto photo booth camera, just because I can use the lenses, and it's now my backup camera. So I use that, and I just, to make it simple for everybody, rather than worrying about a phone remote or something that, you know, works most of the time, I just bought the little $25, the little Canon infrared remote. Like, it's just a little kind of, I don't know, 2-inch kind of remote that you just has one button on it, I think, and you just press it. It activates, you just put the camera in remote mode. It works with, I don't know, there's probably different remotes for different Canon cameras. That's one works with, I don't know, 10 different cameras, but it works with the 6D. And it's just literally stand there, hold the tiny little remote that's maybe the size of a pack of gum, and push it, and there you go. And I put on the 2-second timer, and you can just go all day. I connected the Alien B light with the softbox on it, so it was kind of like the Santa Claus setup at the mall, and just massive light that sort of hits everywhere, and just boom, click the button, get your photo, and you can do as many as you want.
And do you have it printed out there? Like, doesn't your daughter have one of those little printer things?
She does. I didn't do that. We would have gone through 8,000. The kids are just snap, 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 snap. So if we were doing it with a printer, we would have gone through $1,000 of that little film that was in those cameras. But anyways, it was just fun. And then afterwards, I dumped them all in the Dropbox and set them out.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was our, I think, with that remote, it just makes it simple for anyone. It's like, all you have to do is push the button. Don't go near the camera. I caught a couple of the kids at some point because they want to obviously see some of the photos. So then they go behind, and then they move the camera, and then everything is slightly out of focus. So the goal is, don't touch the camera. Just hold the little remote. Take the photo. You will see all the photos later the next day, sometime in the near future.
Once it's post internet, the kids won't care about seeing the photos anymore.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So something to look forward to. I'm not saying that your remote will be obsolete, Adam. It sounds like I might want to get one of those myself, though.
And the newer cameras, like, I think the remotes are much better. Probably, I think they're much more expensive. I just, out of interest sake, looked for the one, what it would be for the Canon one for the new camera, although I don't know that I'll ever use it, the new camera in this capacity, so I don't think I'd buy it. And the reviews are amazing. Of course, it's not infrared anymore. It's a radio trigger, but it's apparently amazing, and it's like $70. I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying that. If you're a landscape photographer or someone, maybe you'd use this. I've never needed a remote, so I can't see needing it now. But
it's rare that I do, but when I do, I wish I had one.
Yeah. The only scenario for me is usually the big group family picture. If I set it up on a tripod and then, you know, I want to do the actual run-in. This is super handy for that situation that comes up maybe for me once every 2 years.
You know, what's funny, we did, did you shoot anything interesting? My answer is no. I shot tons of video, still working on the YouTube channel thing, which not launched yet. But we had a sort of a small, I wouldn't say family reunion, but like part of my wife's family, a bunch of my wife's family, like all the cousins and stuff. We all got together on the weekend and with their kids, and we haven't seen each other in a long time, probably since the beginning, before the pandemic even started. And so we had like a little hike out in the woods and a fire and stuff like that. And the weather was awful. Like we've had a phenomenal weather up until that day, like walking around outside in shirt sleeves. Like it's really, I mean, sure you get cold and wet, but it's, you're in shirt sleeves, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been like 20, it was like 23 degrees or something silly. And so it's fantastic. And then that day just boom, opened up with the rain. And so I just had zero desire to bring my camera. Like not at all. I just didn't even consider it. So we went out, and then, of course, you know, we had a big fire, and then they wanted a group photo. It's like, okay, well, how do we do that? And I said, well, everyone looks at me. And I was like, I didn't bring my camera. I'm like, okay, what about, should we use a phone? I was like, yeah. It was like 900 phones here. Let's just use one. So we went up the ladder and said, whoever has the highest number iPhone, that's what we're using. And so now, okay, now what? Now what do you do? How do you, there's no timer, you have no tripod, there's kind of just wet, there's nowhere to put it on. What do you do, Adam? How do you get a group photo?
Someone with a really long arm.
So we had Plastic Man was there.
Yeah.
Which was that. Yeah, and also there's no bystanders. We're out in the middle of nowhere, and so there's nobody around. So we're trying to, maybe we can lean it against this piece of Tupperware. And it's like, okay, enough now. Here's how it's going to go. So I got everybody lined up, and I just held the camera, and I snapped a group photo. And I said, everybody, do not move. Do not move. Pointed to the one guy at the back. You come down here, hold the camera exactly like this. I went and stepped into the side, like in the side of the group. He snapped another one, and I'm like, I'm just going to merge these together in Photoshop. That was our timer and tripod.
Okay.
Yeah. Worked out. You'll see it. I got a print for you, and like 24 by 36 inch. Phew, I got a big one.
What I really usually do is just take the photo and then forget that last part.
Yeah.
What about you being in the photo? I'm like, nope, I'm good. And the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bit of an egotist, so I got to be in every photo.
Apparently, wow. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Much easier solution.
Well, people expect it, though. Because okay. They're like, they want to share it. They're like, hey, look who I know. I know this. He's Canadian. I know him.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. It was like you with Gene Simmons that time.
Okay. All right. It was just like that.
Yeah. Exact same thing. So, there you go. All right. Let's get into the photo challenge / topic, Adam. Enough of this dilly-dallying. Unless you got more dilly-dallying to do.
Nope. I'm good.
Nope. Good. All right. So this week, this month, we'll go with month. This month of October, the theme was, the challenge was change. And I figured, it was a change of the seasons. I hesitated this year to make it about like fall or autumn or herbst or whatever you want to call it. What is fall in French? I keep forgetting.
L'automne.
Maybe it's autumn. I don't know.
I think it is.
Hiver. L'hiver. That's winter.
That's winter, yeah.
That's how you say that one.
I think it's l'automne with an L.
What about what's a book about winter called?
Oh, wow. Yeah, because isn't book that...
It's a l'hiver livre. Unless it's a notebook, then it's a cahier, but I don't know. All right. Enough of this. This is not a French lesson, Adam.
Okay.
I don't know why you brought it up.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was changed, but I hesitated to make it full on autumn because the past few years, like autumn just sort of either didn't come at all or it came overnight while everyone was sleeping, or it just comes late. And so didn't want to do it. Although we got nice autumn colors this year, so I should have done it. All about me. Anyways, for change. So let's check out the Instagram, Adam. We got 12 this month.
Okay.
I hope I didn't miss anybody because it happens.
Okay.
All right. First up, I got Roger Dahlman. Is that who you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure the order is the same. All right. 2 weeks ago, we were with family in Hamilton, Ontario for Thanksgiving in Canada. And then you can read the rest. There's a hike, muddy trails, rambunctious grandchildren. So he shot a photo of the mushrooms, the fungi, to change their pace and slow them down. There you go. Fungi, go.
It's interesting texture. That's what I like about this. Like between the tree bark and then the mushrooms is that, yeah, it's interesting.
Look, one of the hashtags is texture. I just read that.
Oh, I did not. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say texture as well. That was the takeaway for me was the texture. And these kind of look like those giant clams that would swallow you whole back in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that are super dangerous, but they got like the biggest pearls. So that's why you take the risk.
Red tide.
No, that's something different.
Yeah. Crimson tide.
Yeah. Yeah, Crimson Tide. Yeah, Roll Tide. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about you know, fungi, or let's call them mushrooms. Aren't fungi and mushrooms, is that not interchangeable?
You're asking the wrong person. I'm not a mushroomologist.
Yeah. I know two people who are mushroomologists.
Okay, ask them.
Like, I know two separate people. I don't know if they're mushroomologists, but they actually wander out in the forest looking for these fancy mushrooms that they then pick and sell to restaurants.
Oh, because they're really expensive, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But I did not know. Had you asked me 10 years ago, will you know anyone like that? I would say the answer would be zero. I would never know. I know two. Like, okay, that's maybe more baffling to me than it is to anybody else.
Okay. Two mushroomologists.
Yeah. So I'll ask them. Anyways, I can't believe people eat these things. And I sort of used to like mushrooms, so.
Okay.
All right. Good texture. Moving on. All right. This is David Tiger Williams. No, very few words this month. Just boom, changed. There it is. Some hashtags.
So this is a deep thought one. Is that what we're getting here? So I see the little tiny ballet slippers.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, basically, I'm guessing the older girl in the background. Is that, you know, is that part of the image, or is that not supposed to be there? Like, is this a change from...
Look at Tiger. Tiger does not... There's no accidents in Tiger's frame.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That's a t-shirt. I'm going to make that on a poster.
There's no accidents. I can
guarantee you right now this is on purpose. Okay. Yeah, this is on purpose.
So his daughter has undergone quite a bit of change. That's what we're seeing here.
Yeah, she had her feet shrunk down in order to fit these new shoes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Like the binding of the feet. What do you call that?
Foot binding?
Foot binding. That's right. I should right there in the name. I should have known that one. Yeah, no, I guess that's my takeaway too, is that she is her now growing up and no longer wears those shoes.
Okay. All right. Why
did he not have them bronze?
Very bronze artistic. Yeah.
It is artistic. And they're
not ballet shoes. Now that I'm seeing it, they're not ballet shoes. They're just like baby shoes.
They're just, yeah, babies. But that's what most baby shoes are, ballet shoes, aren't they?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I like what's going on here. I like the whole, it makes you find the meaning of the photo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. Very Cats in the Cradle going on here.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well done. I like the fact that she's also in the dark. Maybe you could have thrown a desk light on. I don't know. Depends what she's doing there. But either way, I'm okay with it either way.
All right.
All right. Well done. Next up, Mike Roskopf.
Dear.
The change in dawn timings. Yeah, he did the daylight savings as well. I guess. Was this before that? Yeah, maybe not. And it enables him to get up early to persuade some wildlife in the local. Oh, you say that. What is that word? In the local what park?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been reading along. So that writing is...
The first hashtag there.
The first...
No, second hashtag.
First
hashtag. In the body of it.
Oh, hashtag Magdeburg?
No. In the body of the thing. Change in dawn timings enables me to get up early to persuade some wildlife photography in the local...
I honestly don't even see where you're seeing that. Oh, there I go. Oh, there we go. Rothorn Park.
Not bad. Not bad.
Rothorn.
I'm assuming it's Rothorn Park. I don't know. And actually, I've never heard that.
This is a cool photo, though. I'll say that much before you go on a tangent about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good photo. I'm not the only thing I'm not sure. I'm kind of torn between whether I would like
this. I'm not torn at all.
Whether I like this photo more if the foreground kind of green sploosh of, I'm guess what he's hiding behind, some kind of, you know, bush or shrubbery. If that wasn't there, I don't know if I'd like it more or less. It's hard to say, but really good photo, cool looking kind of pinky light. that I'm guessing is just all time of day related. But yeah, very, very nice photo. And the
I can tell you, you would like it more without.
I would like it more
without? You would. Yeah, I tell you why, because I would, and I'm never wrong.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay.
Fact. No, it is very, very good. You don't need the leaves in the front. I get, you know, I get it. I get why it's there, but it's such a great photo that it's not necessary. Like the way the depth of field is so narrow and the way it just kind of like he got more cooperation from this deer than I get from my kids.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, not
that's
even close.
Upsetting to
way
me.
More. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. So yeah, the great, great colors in the sky and mixed with the long grass or whatever that is, looks really, really great. Really great shot. Definitely a front runner. Definitely
okay,
a front runner.
All right.
This month. All right, next up, Kenneth Skalivic. This one's, oh, obviously this was taken in Sylustorskogen, which
yep.
I have one of those. That's what I'm sitting on right now from IKEA. I got one. Autumn. In Bergen, autumn is all about colors and pouring rain. Yeah, huh? This small waterfall I found in Sylustor, south of Bergen. Bergen, if you liked. For locals, Pano has been mirrored. Okay, so that's it's a Pano shot, but you can see in the bottom left-hand corner, it's all of it.
Right.
Right, so you see the whole thing.
Yeah, I like the all of it version better, the down in the corner version that shows all of it. The tighter shot just doesn't quite show enough of the waterfall when I'm looking at the two images.
No.
So this one is not done justice by the Instagram crop at all. Definitely the wider shot is more more impressive.
Nice job on the slow shutter speed too with the... Yeah.
To get the water, silky, really. Silky kind of waterfall. Yeah, no, Kenneth is good. We know that. Looks a little bit contrived though. The foreground, like just the leaves. Like I don't know, was that there? Yeah, it just looks a little bit like it was kind of posed. But as far as you can pose,
I've never been to Sweden, dude.
A nature photograph, but I do like it. It all works.
Yeah. Very, very well done. The trick here I find always is the instinct is to overdo the shutter speed and then you get some kind of weird blur. This is just the right amount of water blur.
Okay.
Next up, we got Duca Pixel. Quick snapshot on the run after taking my daughter to school. Happy to be in again with a submission for the Two Hosers October Challenge Change. There you go. More sky, more wonderful sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is misty fog meets, you know, cool morning sky. And yeah, I like it. The power lines, I'm not sure. I might have stepped onto the other side of those power lines to take this same shot.
There's more in the background anyway, isn't there? Isn't that what I'm seeing?
Oh, I guess there is. You'd have to make a long walk to get to. And then the trees, you wouldn't necessarily get the trees and the fog the way you want it. So yeah, you're up against it here. A lot of power lines.
I mean, how do you want to charge your camera, Adam?
True. That's true.
Power.
Yeah.
So be reasonable. No, like I actually like this one because this one, I'm pretty sure this was taken in Germany. And this is very, it reminds me of the mornings here, like where I live. And especially when I, typically when I get back from Canada around this time of year, in the next, you know, month from now, whenever that is, I typically have some serious jet lag. And so I'll be awake at like 3 a.m. So I used to go for walks very, very early. And this is kind of the view I have. And it's fantastic. It's really quite cool to see that mist and those colors. And well captured.
Okay.
Hey, look at this, Mark Sperry. Another deer shot. I didn't know this was a deer. I thought this was like an elk or something.
That's what I thought when I looked at it.
He says deer.
Wow.
Well, he says deer. I guess because I saw the other deer was so small.
Yeah. And maybe it's like male, female thing. Like this one's also got like the big, broad like face. So I feel like that might be maybe in the horns. It might just be a male, female deer thing.
I'm going to ask my mushroom experts.
Okay. They know. A deerologist. Do we have a deerologist that we can consult with?
Unrelated, venison, my favorite kind of Christmas dinner.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. No offense to this deer, but you're delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, I guess this must be like a, like, is this like a zoo or a habitat of some sort? Hence the wall.
Maybe.
All right. I don't know what Belton House is in Grantham, but we will, I will follow up on this because I need to know. So 2 deer shots in 1 month. That's crazy. Oh, there's more. I didn't see the second picture. So we're going to have to be in the dark on this one today.
Okay.
But what happens next? I just picked the first one and went with it. Oddly, I like the way the brick wall curves into right behind the deer. And yeah, I like just the whole milieu of what's going on here. The mise-en-scène, Adam.
Nice depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks really cool with that brick wall there.
And when do you ever see a deer just kind of chilling like this?
No, only on the Two Hosers photo show, Adam. So there's great. And I also like the changing colors, although it's not evident here, but you kind of know, you can just sort of tell when this is taken, not by the bright colors, but by quite the opposite, by the sort of muted tones
nest,
that it is fall.
The nest of leaves this really unhappy deer is laying in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out where Grantham House is off the air, so as not to spoil it for the show. Next up, Marumal 97, 97 of Deutsch, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
This is when night becomes day. So who's, we have some, I'm going to say, we have some odd listeners. A lot of people getting up early here.
Yeah, that's.
If he's shooting, this is sunrise.
Yeah, that's early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's that.
This one from the Silhouette Master himself, my feedback is too much on the bottom here. Like the trees is where the silhouette begins. So I'd probably have cropped that black darkness of the bottom third. I'd probably have cropped that and made it all about the sky and just a little bit of silhouette.
You're actually right, Adam. I'm hand cropping it. I'm arm cropping it right now.
It's better, right?
Try it. Try arm cropping.
Yeah. No, it's definitely better.
It's better with my arm in the photo. That's what I'm telling you.
Right. Or just above your arm. No, I like the photo. I like the sky. I like the clouds. I just, that bottom third of just blackness, I don't think helps this photo.
You're 1,000% right.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. Other than that, like great, like the great, great looking clouds, you know, going from nice warm colors into kind of ominous at the top and overall. All right. Just throw the arm in there and you're good. All right. Next up, Pixelscaper. The changing colors of autumn.
Yeah. I really like this.
I would like, no, I'm going to be honest. I can't really tell because like for some reason this month, today on Instagram, the pictures come in much larger on my computer. Normally, if you look at Instagram on your computer, it's very, very small images, right? For some reason.
Yes.
Well, you never look. I always send them to you, but they're always much smaller. And so now this month, they're much larger. And so I can't tell if they are larger or if they've blown them up, which means it's a little bit soft because they're blown up digitally or because they are soft. So I feel like I would like to have her all the way in focus, and maybe she is, and it's just me.
Yeah, I don't know if she's all the way in focus just because of where the focus is on the leaf.
Uh-huh.
So that just could be a, you know, artistic choice. I don't know how you get, yeah. I don't know how you get her in focus as well, but it's weird because parts of the leaf seem like they're sort of in focus. And then the background, like when you go way down into the depth, like the background looks in focus. So I don't know. My brain's trying to figure out how those two things could both be true.
Look, I'm actually holding my arm up on this one too. And my arm is in focus. So,
okay.
Oh, nope, now it's not. No, I looked somewhere else. That's what happened. Okay, hold on.
I do like it. I do like the photo, though, and I like the composition and the leaf kind of almost pointing at this subject.
Almost?
Yeah. No, like just, you know, it's slightly pointing to her left shoe. Yeah. So, I do like everything in terms of the composition pieces and the colors and stuff. So, good photo.
I like that. Yeah, it's a very, I think, unique take on a oft-shot situation.
Sure.
Yeah. Next up, D. Bradshaw, 75, from Perth. That's Australia, Adam.
Yeah.
Right by Fremantle. I think you knew that. Okay. It's changed. I've just changed computers, and with that changed OS, and also changed photo editing software. While migrating all my photos across, I found the scans of the last roll of film I shot. Safe to say my daughter has changed a lot in the couple of years since this was taken. Well, prove it by showing us a photo of her shoes. Finding these will hopefully encourage me to make a change and shoot some film again. I even have a roll ready to go. I have the exact same roll or same kind of roll in my drawer ready to go as well, because I have not been shooting film in a long time either.
I feel like...
So I hear you.
I feel like this photo is pandering to you.
Good. I appreciate pandering.
Yeah. So I'm no commenting this one. Yeah.
You're no commenting. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I'll get you to comment a little bit. Besides the pandering, you have to say that a lot has gone into this photo. There's a lot of elements put together in this photo.
Sure.
Like things that he had to physically get together.
Mm-hmm.
And balance the light on the film box, the just the right amount of light coming through the keyboard. I'm assuming that's a new MacBook Pro.
Or
do they all have the lit up keys now?
I think they probably do, but I don't know. I'm going to say sure, new MacBook.
Was F8, is F8 airplane mode? Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't have a new MacBook, so there's that. Overall, I like it. I like the combination of the color, the black and white, the fact that you can see the film scan on there, and that he's going to shoot film again. As will I. I need to get back into doing that myself.
Okay.
All right, next up, everyone's favorite, Bob Bernal Jr. Here's the change between life and death. This is the Day of the Dead. Dia de los Muertos. That's not how you say it, Adam. That's not. I got partway through it, and I was like, why am I doing this? Why have I decided to speak Spanish when I do not speak Spanish?
Mm-hmm. You should stick to English, which you barely speak.
Correct. So I can tell that this is, it's getting blown up on my screen, because this one is a little bit soft, and there's no way Bob shot this soft. No way.
It looks sharp on mine, but again, I don't know what you just sent me the file. So
yeah, no, I'm just sitting very close, maybe, but there's that. No, I think it is getting extra blown up, quad blown up. So Day of the Dead, off camera flash.
Yeah,
he goes around shooting off-camera flash with all these people.
I see all his photos on Instagram, and it's a lot of off-camera flash, and I feel like, wow, you're going the extra mile, because I can't imagine he knows every one of the people that he kind of shoots on the street doing this kind of street photography, so he's getting strangers.
Well,
you think he knows everybody? He's got like...
No, not everybody. No, not everybody, but I was... It's funny you mentioned that, because I was thinking about it. I was like... Bob must be a fixture in these events. Like, he does the car cruises.
Yeah,
And then, like, a lot of this stuff and a lot of the festival stuff in that area of Los Angeles. And he must be a fixture. Like, people obviously see his... How many likes? So he got 117 likes on there. So I think it should be higher than that, actually. I'll be perfectly honest with you. It should be much higher than that. Maybe they don't use Instagram in Los Angeles. I don't know. So, point being, Bob must be a fixture. So, we got to look. I'm going to look on there. I'm going to try to do some Instagram sleuthing and see if I can find somebody else who snapped a picture of Bob taking a picture.
Okay.
That's your homework as well, Adam.
Good luck. Good luck. Yeah.
Yeah.
But good photo, and I like what's going on here. As with most of his photos, the street photography stuff, it looks way too good to be just kind of street photography, stranger shots.
Yeah, it does. And what I really like is his ability to balance the flash on the subject with the light in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
It, she clearly, like, and this is consistent with it, with the ones he posts, is she's clearly lit, but it's not overdone. She stands out from the background, but the background is not too dark, nor is it blown out. It's just the perfect balance, and that's very hard to do. All right, next up, we got two in a row, Adam, who I think just kind of accidentally wandered into the wrong movie theater.
Okay.
So The Wind Knot, I don't think The Wind Knot is a listener.
Okay.
This looks like he just stumbled into, I'm guessing, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm way off. But in honor of our Canadian Thanksgiving, there's no mention of the two hosers here. So in honor of our Canadian Thanksgiving, shot from our all-inclusive off-season editorial trip to Tweedsmuir Park Lodge. Mm-hmm. And this is the hashtag Hey Hosers. So I bet you this is just an accident.
Okay.
So
you might just want to be shouting out to his Canadian brethren.
That's what I'm guessing. That's what I'm guessing. However, what pleases me is I didn't go and check, but the first one up there, one of J.C. Russo did like it. He did like the photo.
Okay. All right.
So The Wind Knot stumbled into, they don't know what they stumbled into. They don't. They've walked into a whole new world. And then next up, we have Indie Rebel Baby. And there's no way they're listening to the show. But you can see what they've done here. They got a Hey Hosers on there as well. Yeah,
they got the Bob and Doug with little kids being Bob and Doug. It's super cute. And hey,
is that Photoshopped in? No, it's projected, it looks like.
Yeah, look, doesn't look like it's Photoshopped. But the great thing about all of this is that the Hey Hosers hashtag is legit.
It is trending in this household.
Yeah.
So there's that. But also, once again, Hosers listener, BS Vaughn Photography, and others also liked it. So they have now crossed over into a new world.
Yeah. It's like when the cast of Grey's Anatomy and whatever does an episode.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. I was like, wow, this reminds me of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
When they do a crossover. No, I don't know.
With the fire show. Like, with the fire. The fire people.
Is that on the same show?
I don't know.
Same thing?
This is a show my wife and daughter watch, Grey's Anatomy and the Fire Show, and they sometimes cross over. Because I know, I hear the, pardon the pun, the 411 about, should be more 911, but I hear the 411 on, hey, this week, crossing over.
There's the show on the fire. This is the fire one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, something fire. Chicago? No, it's just,
Chicago.
No, I don't think it's that. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, the Chicago Fire.
Is that on the same network as, I don't know. I don't watch any of it.
I don't know. But our buddy Randall, who was on the Christmas episode like 3 years ago or something like that. He did wake up one of the guys on the Chicago Fire show. He woke him up one morning by stepping on his face.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, so that happened. We'll talk about that on a future show. It was an accident. It wasn't on purpose. All right. Thank you to everybody for submitting and this month. Let's get into ours before we wrap that part up. All right, Adam, you got yours. It's a fall photo shoot.
This was just, I was at the park, went for a bike ride, saw some of the friends that I know that were playing in a soccer game. And I had my camera and I thought, I'm just going to take a few photos. This was a beautiful Halloween day, which was so nice. Everyone in Steveston was out walking or biking or something. And so I just thought, oh, it's so nice that I got to get out of the house. I had talked to these friends. These friends were people I'd seen the day earlier for the Halloween little get together. And so I knew that they had an afternoon soccer game. So I decided, like, I'm going to just bike down to the soccer field and see what's going on. So I had my camera in tow. I took a few photos of my friend's daughter playing in her soccer game, and then the other sister who is just out watching. And I said, "Hey, do you want to take a photo, a leaf photo?" So we took a few photos of her. She threw a leaf in this one, and then as you can see, them camera right, just dropping at the bottom of the frame. So just a good, natural, happy smile. I shot from low to see some of the colors. The sky was a nice blue, just shows up a little bit in the camera left. And then you've got the different leaves. And then you've got on the right side of the frame, like where all the leaves have fallen off the tree. So just kind of the stick. So that was kind of my change. I kind of picked the background and then made for the foreground to be just leaf kid happy. And we did a few, and I really just like this one because the leaves falling were sort of not front and center, and the smile and just the genuine joy of it all was kind of the thing I was going for.
And is that the pitch and putt fence?
It is.
Ah, so I figured I know where this is now.
Yeah, so this is okay. Just in the West Richmond by the soccer field, the community mm-hmm. center's there. So yeah, all of those things. So.
We'll Google Earth it. Don't worry about it.
So there you go. So yeah, it's mostly about the colors and the happy face. And yeah.
This is your new camera?
This is the new camera with the iFocus. So just lock it on the iFocus and then she can throw the leaves and make sure that the eyes stay in focus. So yep, could not be.
I like the smile.
More happy. Yeah, she couldn't be more happy about the whole thing. And the wind, like, it's not a lot of wind, but just the way her hair is kind of getting kind of thrown across her face. I like all of it. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. And then let's have a quick look at mine. This is what I'm talking about with my kids not cooperating. Mm. Like, my kids are so aware of the camera.
Okay.
Like, they cannot, like, I want them to act normal. On this one, like, just act casual. Can't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's a story behind this. So we do have a so we have a like a little, it's what's it called, like it's not an orchard, it's like smaller than that. Like, we have a little piece of land with some trees on it, couple apple trees, a cherry tree, pear tree, stuff like that, all the fruit trees, you've heard of them.
Sure.
Plums, we have plums, which I don't even care for, but we got them. And so a year ago, my wife's grandma, her Oma, passed away at the age of 97. And she was a very practical lady. And so many years ago, like, she knew, like, her husband died like decades ago. And so she knew at some point, like, they had a big house, and she has four kids, and she's like, you know what, I don't someday I'm gonna pass away, obviously, and give you all this money, but you need it now. I don't need it now. You need it now. So she basically cashed out. She sold the house and made a deal to live in the apartment, and gave all the four kids their inheritance like decades early.
Okay.
So that they could build their own houses and do that kind of thing. And so she then lived on a very small, like, pension money or whatever it was that she lived on. She got by just fine. But she squirreled away a little bit of money every month in a secret bank account that she didn't tell anybody about, hence secret, to pay for her funeral whenever that came.
Okay.
And so then it came. So the family was surprised, and she basically, you know, said, okay, here's the funeral. Here's what I want. She had it all planned out. I think we talked about this a year ago when I was actually at the funeral. She had all the songs picked out. She had everything dialed in and had it paid for. But there's a little bit of money left over. And so each grandkid got, like, I don't know what it was, like $500 or something like that. Like, that was all the money that was left over.
Okay.
And you could do with what you wanted. And so we didn't know what to do. And so I had suggested, why don't we plant a tree in her honor? Like, that's something, like, you plant a tree on our orchard. And then our kids will always have that tree that reminded them of their Oma. Now, it doesn't cost $500, turns out. So we have some money kicking around after it. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the money. I just, you know, I'm not a big fan of cemeteries in general. I don't see the point. I much prefer something like this. And so we went out there with my wife's folks, like her Oma's son is her dad. You follow that mm-hmm. family tree, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went out there and dug, and we all took turns digging the hole. I went first and dug the entire thing. And then they threw some dirt on top. And which is awesome, except for all the rocks in there, kind of slows it down. So we dug it out and planted the tree. And my kids wrote a note and buried it in with the tree, a note to Oma, and that. And then I wanted to get a shot of them on this beautiful day, amazing fall day. And I wanted to get a shot of them sort of thinking about their Oma. And this is the best they could do.
No, they look deep in thought.
No, they look like they're pretending to think about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
They're not, they're like one is sad when then my son is trying to figure out, you know, where he is or something. I don't know. So it was a bit of a forced moment, but it's like just stand there and just sort of think about, you know, what this tree means to you. And they couldn't.
Well, good effort.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, that was the change. We're growing the tree for something.
Okay.
And, you know, moving on. Okay. Once again, thanks everybody for submitting this month. Challenge for next month. We want to see more people out. So here's next month's challenge for November, Adam. You're going to like this one, I promise you.
Okay. Is it puppy?
The challenge, well, could be. Pretty open-ended. The challenge is your wheelhouse.
Okay.
What are you good at? That's what I'm like. That's what I want to do. Whatever, like wherever you want that pitch. Where do you want that pitch, Adam? The one you want to hit the home run.
A little inside and up.
Oh, you're up. Okay. Yeah. I'm middle in off the knee. So
okay.
At the knees. I'm lefty. Typical lefty swing though. So yeah. So whatever pitch you want to hit, like whatever your wheelhouse is, what is your photo specialty? Do that. So do it good.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Put that on the Instagram, hashtag it, Hey Hosers, sweeping the nation, or hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, or do both of those things and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll check that out. Challenge for next week, Adam.
Yes.
Window light. We mentioned it last week. It's going to be window light based on last week's discussion. The end.
Okay.
Website. Oh, you're still just Instagram, Adam, right?
Yeah.
What if you just this week, I just signed up for a new webpage.
Maybe I will.
Brand new. Yeah. Heyhosers.com. Got that.
Yeah.
Got that locked in. Capitalizing on that. So people where can they find you on the Instagram, Adam?
Adam2Hosers.
And you can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.